Beautiful.
Blog Talk Radio.
Did you see what Andy sent us?
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, Jules.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm going to just say it once, but I'm down in the back today.
Yes, you are.
I went to the dentist yesterday, and I was in that stupid chair for about an hour, and they were doing, you know, all different positions, and when I got out, I just, on the left side of my back, I don't know. So here's the thing. If you guys hear me do this, don't worry about it. It just means I hit a certain place where, you know, don't worry about it.
That's right. Don't worry about it. It just means I
hit a certain place in my back where it's like, oh, my gosh. But here's what it sounds like, right, Jill? Like that. So don't worry. I'm hopefully just on the mend.
And you are on the mend because that's what you believe.
That's right.
Excuse me, I just had a little tickle there for a second. And here's the thing. It's like, okay, here it is. You have this situation, and you're going to choose at this moment to know that your body knows what it needs to do to start feeling better and better.
That's right.
You know, and you don't have to know why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have a tendency that once we're in this law of attraction, working the spiritual laws, they have a tendency, like, if anything happens, they blame themselves for everything. Oh, what did I do wrong? And there's no reason to even go there, you know.
Right.
There's no reason to use these principles to beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. Because at the moment, then you go, okay, this is going on. Fine, this is where I'm at. And my body knows how to heal itself.
That's right. My body knows what to do to, first of all, to just take care of itself today.
Yeah.
Give it a break. Give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to recline in trust today.
Recline in trust today.
Yes.
Well, and you know what? It could be that today you're just going to make sure that you take really good care of yourself.
That's what I'm going to do.
You know, and allow yourself to support yourself. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Isn't that true? That's
yeah.
a good one. You know,
yeah.
I know, like, we're not supposed to overanalyze, but again, that's my as you know, I have my master's in counseling psychology, and you know, was a psychotherapist for, you know, 15 plus years, and so I do have a tendency to to, you know, I mean, the body's always talking to us.
Right.
The body's always talking to us, and
right.
and I do want to listen, and mostly I just want to have. Self, you know, self-love and self-care today and all that good stuff. So I've got a heating pad on, and again, it's the, I just want everybody to be aware if they hear that.
Yes.
Not to panic.
Not to panic. And I won't panic. We won't panic. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Well, today is going to be an exciting day.
Well,
today.
You know what? I just read what you put in the description.
Good.
And it sounds so freaking cool.
Well, you know, we've been talking about, you know, Wednesdays are kind of like our automatic money days. I don't know why, I just kind of have put that in there. Wednesdays our money days. And mm-hmm. I guess it should be Mondays, our money days, but mm-hmm. I just like Wednesdays.
I do too, because it's like hump day.
It's hump day, and there's nothing that feels funner than talking.
Oh, funner.
Yeah, there's nothing that feels funner. There's nothing more fun than talking about, you know, blowing the lid off your prosperity feeling,
I know. And it's funny because I've been working this a long time.
Right.
And I, you know, just recently I came across my money lid that, you know, like I thought, I want the pipelines from source right into my bank account and all that good stuff. And yet I went back to look at my, when we did that checkbook register,
mm-hmm.
I went back to look and I had stopped at about $95,000, you know, like you give yourself $1,000 a day.
Right.
You know? So I had been doing it for 95 days, and I went back and looked, and, you know, I had paid off the mortgage, I had bought all the vehicles that I wanted to buy, I had built a vacation home, I had traveled, I did all the top 100 things, and, of course, given to my favorite charities and people that I loved and,
right.
and all of that stuff, and, you know, just everything. And then it just kind of fizzled. And I went, wow. You know, I didn't think, you know, Russell Simmons would not have stopped the.
No.
Jay-Z
would not have stopped.
They wouldn't have stopped the money train at $95,000 a day.
And here it is. I mean, this is just your game. This is just your playfulness.
I know.
Work. This is just your dreams at work.
Yeah, I didn't even have to have any lid on it.
And no.
Yet, just in my own imagination, I did.
No, and so this is what we want to talk about today is mm-hmm. really just breaking that ceiling, you know, expanding that set point, or, you know, moving that set point up higher and higher. Because, I mean, you and I both have clients that, you know, come to us because year after year they're in the same place, which is they're barely making their ends meet, and if they are, they just have just enough,
mm-hmm.
Nothing to do what they really want to do.
Yeah, how does that happen to just, you know, I was really thinking about, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but how does it happen when, you know, year after year, you're just barely getting by.
Even if you're making more money, you still...
Yeah, I mean,
there is a reason.
There's something. There is a reason,
The reason is because nature abhors the void. And unless you create new space for what you really want that money to go to, the universe, you know, your budget has a way of taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, you know, claim what you really want. If you want to go on magnificent vacations every year, claim it, and then start noticing the money coming towards it, you know, seeing it happen. Notice that your prosperity is increasing. Here's the thing, you know, there are times when we do make more money naturally, and, you know, whether it's just a job or whatever, and you get raises here and more abundance comes in, and then all of a sudden what happens is we may not be aware of the increased abundance. And so our set point, our natural set point, comes in and fills that void real quick with miscellaneous stuff
mm-hmm.
that we really don't want,
mm-hmm.
even like more repairs or,
mm-hmm.
you know, our,
yeah, that's,
our, you know.
That happens to us.
Yes, medical bills or even just, I mean, just the, or just like, oh, I want to upgrade my car slightly or take a lateral move, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden your increase in abundance is taken with this these stuff that is already there,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we play these games, to consciously move our thoughts and our focus to the things we truly want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't want to make more money so I can pay my medical bills. You know,
mm-mm.
I mean, I want to pay my medical bills. That's not a problem, you know, but I want to create more abundance, not just to pay my medical bills,
but
to pay, you know, for,
well, you know, like when we're children, you know, the games we play as children, that are fun and, you know, we just enjoy them. I mean, they do set us up to do things in our adult life. And so, I love the fact that we start this prosperity consciousness by
mm-hmm.
playing games.
Yes.
Because we get to have fun. We get to not have, you know, somebody critiquing us, you know, having, you know, it's just all fun and games. And let the brain, let the mind, swim.
Yes.
You know, swim.
And because what happens, does your brain know if you're visualizing or if you're really experiencing something?
It doesn't know.
No, it really doesn't know.
Mm-mm.
And so then all of a sudden, your brain starts getting used to seeing you
mm-hmm.
as this
mm-hmm.
money magnet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people who are money magnets. I know people right now in my...
I do, too.
I'm one of them. I'm going to claim that I'm one of them right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
That, that no matter what, they always have another stream of income coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, do they work at it? I mean, they don't work at it. They just have this underlying belief
mm-hmm.
that they will always have more than enough for what they want to do.
And we were talking to one of our mentors last night, and she just said, one of my goals was to have a minimum of $10,000 a month passive income.
Yes.
Where I didn't have to do anything. And I don't know how many, months or years
right.
it took her, but, she has that one stream.
Yes.
Right now. I mean, she has multiple streams of income, but she definitely has that a minimum of $10,000 passive
yes.
income.
And here it is. I mean, she had this concrete goal, and every day she'd move towards that. And sometimes she didn't know the next step to do, but she moved forward. Whether it was creating product and doing other things.
And even when she didn't know the next step, that didn't mean that she, like when people go, oh, I'm not in,
this dream's not going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not there yet, so I quit. No.
No. And this is why it is just about becoming disciplined with your brain and training your brain. Because
Train your brain.
May I
keep, you can talk.
Yes.
I just want to say that in the background, okay?
Go for it.
You just keep talking, girlfriend.
Okay. You know, you have 80,000 thoughts a day.
Train your brain.
And most of them are negative. And most of them are the ones you had the day before.
Right.
So it's okay to say, I am going to be a deliberate creator
mm-hmm.
and start training my brain to think better thoughts.
I love this idea of being laser focused. Also, there's this old, I think it's a Buddhist cone or whatever, and it said, how much do you need to desire that thing that you want? And the answer is, like a man with his hair on fire
yeah.
desires a river.
Yes.
That's exactly how we need to
yeah.
approach these things. And yet, the paradox of this cone is that we need to do it without, grasping so tightly. We've got to be laser focused, but we also have to be playful. Wow,
Well, and the reason
wow.
we be playful is that we will always be joyously incomplete, and that's how I want to be.
Joyfully,
playfully incomplete.
Yes,
because we're beings of expansion. Right? I don't want to just sit in my front porch and have nothing happen to me all day
right,
long.
Right.
That does not seem, exciting at all. So I know that by choosing to be playful during the journey to my destination,
mm-hmm.
because I know that my destination is just one part of my bigger and all journey,
right?
No,
because the journey is fun as well as the destination.
Exactly. It keeps me going when I have obstacles that come up,
mm-hmm.
when I'm shown contrast,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I'm still on the road. It just may mean that the day that I drove was a little bit, snowy
mm-hmm.
that day,
mm-hmm.
But I'm still on the path of getting there. So we just want everyone to just never give up, because there's no such thing.
No.
There's no such thing as giving up on your dreams. What may happen is 10 years from now, you may say, I wish I would have given this one a little bit more focus,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more attention.
I'm in several mastermind groups, but in one of them, one of the ladies was saying that she found one of her old vision boards
mm-hmm.
or vision boxes,
mm-hmm.
And this was from years ago, and she said, I feel so depressed because I have the same things in my new vision board that I had in this one that's like 3 years old. I haven't really moved forward at all. And, that is kind of a sad thing to do, to realize that you had these dreams, but somehow you
lost focus.
Yeah, you lost focus.
Right.
You lost your way a bit.
Right.
And look, we all know that life can get in the way.
Right.
But it doesn't have to.
No. Well,
I don't mean like life, but you know what I mean.
I know.
Like,
well, no. I mean, what happens is we lose our discipline on our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose track of what truly lights our world on fire. And that's why with law of attraction, and people call it different things. I know
mm-hmm.
that Edwin said mind thinking, law of mind dash thinking.
Law of mind thinking.
Yep. The idea that when you have a thought,
mm-hmm.
You know, it then creates the energy to have another thought just like it.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
And so so here it is. So you know this law, mind thinking, love
attraction, like attracts love.
Yeah, and so you're using it, and then all of a sudden something may occur in your life where a negative thought comes in, and then you entertain it. Who knows
mm-hmm.
why?
Mm-hmm.
And then you entertain it some more. And then all of a sudden, there's
mm-hmm.
that shift. It's no longer 51% thinking of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's 51% thinking of what you do not want.
Also, I think, too, we had a bit of a good conversation last night about, you know, people were saying, you know, here's my vision. And, you know, it's easy to see your vision. You know, you
yeah.
want this lifestyle. You dream of having passive income, you're with your home,
right.
you're having plenty of vacation time or
right.
doing what you want to do. Now, the inspired action comes from not just, it comes from the vision, but now it comes from goals.
Yes.
This is where you know, it's like if you really truly are, you know, Abraham Hicks loves to talk about going from Tucson to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are going, you know, let's say your vision is to go to San Diego and
yeah.
be on the beach, well, you do have to have goals. One is you have to get to, you know.
How are you going to get there?
you have to have the map,
yeah.
you know, and you have to have, you know, X amount of time that you know that you
yeah.
can't get there in 10 hours, you know. So this is where the goal setting comes in. This is
right.
where the inspired goal setting comes in.
Well,
too.
And there's a million ways, infinite ways, to get from Tucson to Arizona. There really is. And so when you get that, it's like, okay, I do need a goal. I need a way to fill that void
mm-hmm.
of my vision.
Mm-hmm. Because let's say you have 2 weeks to get to Tucson to San Diego, and if you don't have a plan. You know, that 2 weeks can get eaten up pretty fast.
Exactly.
You might still find yourself stuck in New Mexico or something.
Exactly. I have met people who have created...
Whoops, I don't think that would be geographically... you'd be going the opposite way, wouldn't you, if you went from Tucson to New Mexico?
Yeah.
Because isn't New Mexico on the other
yeah.
side? Okay.
Yeah, and you're... well,
sounds like to Nevada, probably.
Yeah, there's a director, you know. But, you know, you can go that route. It just takes you a little longer. Maybe you see some more sites,
mm-hmm.
you know. But anyway, I know people who have created $20,000-$30,000 in like 2 weeks. You know, they have an idea, they have a vision of how they're going to do it. They're laser focused. Now, during those 2 or 3 weeks, are they sleeping? No.
Mm-hmm.
See, it takes massive action
mm-hmm.
to do that. But what happened was they had this vision, and sometimes the vision is created by lack, sometimes, or a need. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
well, usually the things that we do desire, in some way, were created by the fact that we know what we didn't want.
Yes,
and thank goodness that we do know that
yes.
because now we get to state it in the positive present tense.
Yes, exactly, and that feels more empowering to do that.
Yeah, and the universe responds.
And the universe responds
because
yes.
if you're always going from place of what you don't want,
mm-hmm.
the universe tends to give you. You
right.
know, that kind of stuff. That's because of the great cosmic mirror, but...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just had a thought, too, about... We talk about this today about, you know, taking the lid off your prosperity set point,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk more about this today.
Mm-hmm.
But here's this idea, too. Like, we know... Everybody's seen that Biggest Loser show, right?
Yeah.
I hate the title of it, by the way. I just hate the title.
I know. It's not really Law of Attraction.
No. And when people... A lot of people who've lost a lot of weight in there, some people have gained it back, you know. And I'm like, well, you know, there probably should be some back end support for that, right?
You bet, yeah.
But what I remember watching this one show, and they were talking to the doctor who works with the contestants, and they were talking about how doctors and people are amazed at how quick and healthy these contestants become. I mean, the weight they lose is so fast,
mm-hmm.
and they get so healthy so fast. And people are just amazed because we used to have this vision that it would take, you know, don't lose any more than 2 pounds a week, you know, and they've taken that lid off.
Lovely.
Now, are they laser focused?
Lovely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They are laser focused. And so here we are. You know, we no longer have to have this self-imposed ceiling
mm-hmm.
on us.
Like 1 to 2 pounds a week. I mean, it's just like let the lid off.
Yeah.
Whatever your body wants to do, let it do.
Right.
And let the lid off your prosperity. You know, whatever the money that wants to come to you, let it come to you. You used to.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
So right now, girlfriend, here's one dream or one game I'm going to give you right now and I want you to do with me. Today's a day you just got 100 grand. And the thing is, you got to spend 100 grand a day. You've
okay.
got to spend it.
No problem.
Tell me how you're going to spend it. Now, here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
It can't go towards debt. Your debt's paid for.
It can't go towards debt?
No.
Even the mortgage?
Nope, nothing. It's all paid for already.
Okay.
Your debt, your mortgage, whatever, is all paid for.
And I have to spend it today or I lose it.
Yes.
It's called
spend 100 grand today.
I want to give it some good consideration. I know that I would buy my Mercedes camper.
Yes, you would.
That would be my first thing.
And do you have any idea how much
portion?
It would be?
No, I really don't, and I should.
There you go. There,
yeah.
Okay.
Step one. I'm thinking between 50 and 60.
Okay. Everybody, here's the thing. I'm Mom, Christine
yes.
Marie.
Yeah,
I love you.
You're going to narc on me.
I'm going to narc on you.
Yeah.
I know that's your biggest dream. I know
yeah.
that's one of your goals right now
right.
is to have this camper.
Right.
It could be used for our business. It could be used for a lot of things, right?
Right.
And camper's not the really right term for it. It's one of those newer...
The bigger kind of, is there a Mercedes big
van like cargo things?
Yeah, but I've seen them all tricked out in
yeah.
a camper.
Oh, we have. Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know, truly, Mom,
mm-hmm.
you should have. We should pull this out. We were going to pull this out today for you.
Mm-hmm.
The exact one that you want, the color that you want. Internet's beautiful for this stuff, and let's put this on your vision board today. You know, and we should know how much it costs.
Woohoo! Okay.
You know?
All right.
Now you may win it. You know, but. You got 100 grand a day. So let's say it costs 65.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have 35 more $1,000
mm-hmm.
to spend a day.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it today?
Hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm thinking that I would love to go on I'm going to buy a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a 2-week vacation someplace in November or December. So let's say that costs like, you know, 10.
Okay.
All right. So how much do I have?
25,000.
Oh, wow, 25,000. Because I feel like I want to have a spa day.
You have
I don't know how much that could cost.
Five
know.
Grand.
Okay. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I want to just, and then I want to go out and buy some, either I want to go on a catalog shopping spree.
Okay.
Because I think that'll be, I can spend more in a shorter period of time if I go on a catalog spree.
Okay. Do you think you need 5 grand or 10 grand for that?
Or
not even? Whatever.
No, I'm going to do, okay, I want 5 grand just for me, like clothes and stuff like
okay.
that and shoes. And then I want 10 grand for home stuff.
Got it.
Okay, so where am I at now?
You need $5,000 more.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take some back because I think I'd love to buy some carpeting for the upstairs.
Okay, great. How does that
that's
make
gonna
you...
be more than 5,000?
No, yeah. Well, then you can adjust some of the other totals.
Yeah.
So how does that feel?
And
though?
Then I want to hire a painter to paint our porch.
Okay, I love it. Well, see now here.
Now I'm gonna start doing stuff around the house. Oh, girlfriend, I could definitely take up that whole 100,000 if I wanted
I know,
to do
but
stuff
here,
around the house.
But here it is. Initially, you didn't know what to do with it.
I really didn't.
You didn't know what to do with it initially.
You know, once I turned toward the house.
Yeah,
like,
or once you turned to anything, your mind started playing,
mm-hmm.
and you naturally took that set point off,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. We do this all the time. You and I play like this, except that's the course of the day. You start living in
yeah.
a 3D world.
You start looking at, quote-unquote, I'm going to put this in quotes, what is.
Right.
And really, that is just as limiting of a mindset if you're, like, looking at what is and going, well, I can't do that because this is what is, you know.
Right, right. Exactly. Like yesterday I had, this week has been very interesting for me because I've had places where things have just, money has just come to me. And it could be as in, like,
you're in alignment.
I'm in alignment, first of all. Mm-hmm. But, like, I have a couple retail stores, and one I chose to close up because it just wasn't producing. And
now that's love. Can I just say something really quick? Because I think that's lovely that you did that, because most people would go, well, like, what, isn't the law of attraction working for you?
Right,
and
exactly.
And, you know, the real truth is it can work, but it would take so much energy, creative
right.
energy, it may not have been worth it. That's the truth, you know.
That is part of the truth. And also, that store, which had had done well in the past, is no longer in my alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I mean, there were just a lot of other things going on. I'm like, wow.
Well, I think one of the bigger reasons that you are attracting more money is because you did create a void by releasing that store.
Yes.
And all that extra time and all that extra energy that was kind of holding you down.
Right.
It goes for your good now.
Right. And this is why I share this stuff with people, because really I want people to know that things are still going to happen, you know, that we may not, that are always for your best and highest good. You know, my store, me choosing and being a deliberate creator, closed my store down for a variety of reasons. One is I no longer felt good there, so I no longer was in alignment with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for my highest and best good. I know it is.
I mean, also, Julie, you know, last night you attracted a person into your life, a name, that you've been looking for a long time, and you and I have both been looking for. And it was just like, oh, that was simple.
That was simple. I know. But I was, you know, I was going to say is I had one of my advertisers call up who said, oh, by the way, this bill that you've had for that we've talked about, because it was an advertising bill for internet. I'm like, you know, guys, never approved this ever. You know, they said, we just wiped it off. We just took care of it. It's no longer there. I'm like, yay!
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that was normal. I mean, they should have been done that. It should have been that months ago.
I know they should have done that months ago.
But yes, they did. And yes, I'm grateful for that.
But here it is. I didn't want to. Yeah, but here it is. I just let it be. You know, but it came through, and
that's
I feel
right.
really appreciative. You know,
and your banker called and said there was like $100 in your favor in your account.
That felt good.
Yeah. A lot of things are just rocking and rolling right now.
They really are.
And, you know, if you can do that, you can do greater things.
Oh, and they're coming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming all the time. And I know this, that everything that happens to me is for my better well-being, because I'm truly in alignment with my well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my main goal. Now, knowing that, when I experience contrast, I really look at it completely, and then I just say, this contrast is just there to show me more of what I want. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mom,
mm-hmm.
one reason, I mean, really, we've always wanted a business together.
Yes.
And for the first time.
And we've done many businesses together. However, you can say that this is the first time that we have been truly
aligned.
Absolutely. 110% mm-hmm. in alignment with that business.
And so this is 20 years in the making, huh?
Yeah.
It feels good. Technology had to catch up with us, you know? So anyway, so today, you know, give yourself $100,000 a day to spend. And give it to you many times as you want.
Right now.
Right now.
You know,
whatever
you're doing,
the thing.
You can still listen to us, but start mentally spending that money, and it can't go for debt.
No, cause it's,
because your debt's already paid
your
for.
Your debt's already paid for. Your debt's already paid
and
for.
And you're going to spend $100,000 today. And then on our show tomorrow, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make you spend another $100,000.
Yes. I mean, come on. I know that there are people in this world that have no problem spending $100,000 a day. You know?
Absolutely. Go on, you know, hire a big cruise liner and go in the ocean.
I mean, how many times
Sanaya
do
Roman
we say?
Is in the book Creating Money,
mm-hmm.
talks about a little game called stretching.
Yes.
And they do a meditation, kind of a visualization where, you know, you're in this beautiful, you know, banquet room,
mm-hmm.
and there's just piles and piles of money on these tables before you. Maybe it's $100,000. And then they say, now see that doubled.
Mm.
And see that money doubled, you know, and see that money doubled. And you just keep stretchy.
Keep stretching.
And stretching your prosperity set point.
And what happens is when you come back to that, you know, that money that you quote-unquote need, right, to pay your bills, it becomes easy.
It's and just insignificant.
And
you know?
Insignificant. Mm-hmm. Becomes easy and insignificant.
And I can hear people going, oh, right. But here again, you know, that's your ego coming in.
Yeah.
That's your small mind. We're saying, you know, play in the higher realms. We're wanting just to let you play a little bit so that, you know, you become more malleable. It's,
right.
You know, your belief systems are so fixed right now.
Right.
And they're not fixed in on your behalf.
And what's a belief? It's just a thought you've been telling yourself over and over and over again.
And it's a thought that maybe you've learned at your mom and daddy's knees or in grandma and grandpa or in school or whatever, but
right.
You learned that there wasn't enough to go around.
Right.
You know, you learned that, you know, you weren't one of the chosen ones. You weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. There was a lot of things you were learning. And there was nobody to say, you know what, you're an heir to all the prosperity. You are totally abundant.
Yeah.
There's infinite resources for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if we could see our lives from, you know, the
sources' lives
sources,
are high.
From sources' view, he or she or whatever.
Whatever
would
you
say,
believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever feels comfortable with you.
Yeah, I would say, oh, look at the tight little box so and so is living in. Why?
Yeah. Why?
You know, those are all self imposed walls.
I
didn't put those walls there.
You know, one thing that we
a lot of times in the Buddhist tradition they say that, you know, we live inside a prison cell. And what we tend to do is just redecorate it.
Right.
You know, we think that once we redecorated it, we did better. But really, there's never been a lock on the door, and we could always have just walked right out of it.
Oh.
Feel that one.
I mean,
feel the freedom around that one.
That requires just, well, first of all, turning off the self-pity fountain,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and requires discipline and thinking. And knowing that the better it gets, the better it will get,
mm-hmm.
no matter where we stay, wherever our starting point is. And
good morning and welcome to This Is My Starting Point.
Yes, yes. You know, yesterday we had talked about this idea, or not on the show. Yesterday was a great show about goal setting. So if you want to do goal setting, go back to yesterday's show. It was, you know, step by step what to do to create really powerful goals.
Mm-hmm.
For your visions. You know, if you have a vision but no goal, you ain't going to get to your vision.
My people perish for lack of a vision.
Yes.
That's in the Bible.
Yes. So it's important. It's all these, I love it because it's here. It. I always think of life as like this, Trivial Pursuit pie. You know, the Trivial Pursuit
uh-huh.
holder?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You have all these pieces that fit into place. And when they all fit into place in that pie, you win the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to achieving, to manifesting, it is about
mm-hmm.
visualization,
mm-hmm.
having goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's all those
feeling
pieces
good.
Of the pie.
Yes, all those pieces of pie.
Working together, you know,
yes.
It makes you
getting rid of things that no longer suit you.
Oh, come on, that's
clearing
a powerful one.
Yeah, clearing the clutter.
Yeah, how brave must we be to get rid of the things that we are holding on to our life? That we really don't need to take into the new journey. It's just
right.
It's like Velcro holding
yeah,
us down.
Exactly.
But, you know, because we have like, oh, yesterday was the same day as the day before, the day before that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, you accomplish some of your goals and your dreams, you're going to have more to accomplish after they're done.
You bet. You bet.
Because once you get in this mode, things just happen. And that's why I like to talk about three big dreams. And, you know, one could be one that you know you can accomplish in a very short amount of time just because it would feel good to have that accomplished, you know, and then two that maybe be a little bit more stretching. Or they could be all three just stretching. And then really set goals to move you forward on those
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a lot of times we have this ceiling on our abundance, this set point on our abundance, is because we have what we call like a sub-personality. Kind of working,
mm-hmm.
working for us, but really not knowing how to best help us.
Right, and usually these what Julie's calling sub personalities are usually they're pretty much formed in our youth.
Right,
and they served us.
Yeah,
Yeah. They actually served us. They protected us. They did a lot of things for us. However, as we grew up into adults, and they're still serving us in those infantile ways.
Right.
And so these subpersonalities simply, they need to, first of all, be shown, we usually do a vision, right?
Yeah.
And
I could do one quickly if you
know. Well, if you'd like to, that'd be
lovely.
But just give the framework a little bit about the subpersonality and what really needs to be done.
Well, your subpersonality may be a part of you that, okay, like I had to keep playing small so that
I'd be accepted by family.
Yes. People around me wouldn't feel bad.
Wouldn't feel uncomfortable.
Wouldn't
my
feel
friends
uncomfortable.
Wouldn't feel uncomfortable around me.
Now, is that a truth? No, but we're not saying, but the subpersonality, your belief system, your subpersonality may have felt that was true.
Yeah, and it worked for
it. And worked for it. Like, hey, okay, I can do this. I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can work this into play for you.
But does it serve you now?
Uh-uh. No, not when you're trying to knock the lid off this, you know.
Right.
No, it doesn't serve you at all. But here's the thing, this subpersonality of yours wants a job to do.
It really is alive in you and doing its best still. That's why you have a lid on it. So, Jill, we've got 8 minutes. So you've got time, really.
Yeah.
I think this would be really important to do, just a brief growing up a subpersonality, how we get rid of these limiting belief systems, you know, one at a time.
Okay, so... You know, if you're driving, don't do this. Just listen. But just imagine yourself right now sitting in this beautiful meadow. And you can come back to this part again and again and do it when you're calm and quiet and sitting. But picture yourself in this beautiful, beautiful meadow. Ah. And you're going to work with your subpersonality part of you. And you're going to teach it to become more prosperous. You're going to teach your subpersonality right now become more prosperous. And what you're noticing is that here, you know, imagine a part of yourself coming to greet you in this meadow.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are in this meadow.
It's your subpersonality
coming to greet you.
And it's small, you know. It's a little guy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe when you were 5 or 6 or 7 years old.
And it may maybe even be a boy or a girl. What is this subpersonality coming to you as?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, ask it, what have you been doing for me to help me stay here? I know that you thought it was good, you know, and that's...
And I thank
you for that because you have helped me. But what was it?
Yeah, and let it tell you.
Let it tell you.
And then I want you to take it by the hand and magically climb this mountain.
Mm.
There's a mountain, a little, or even a hill, whatever you want. But to magically, you can fly with your little subpersonality to the top of this mountain, and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting down with your little subpersonality.
And show your subpersonality the new views of your desires and dreams. Show your subpersonality all the vista of what you truly are made of. And let your subpersonality realize, hey,
wow.
I got a bigger field to play in.
This is great. I didn't know you wanted this.
Yeah, I didn't know this was what you really wanted.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Ah, imagine your subpersonality saying to you, I can help you with this.
And imagine now, you know, you're next to that subpersonality, and look at how it's transforming.
Yeah.
Look at the transfer. Is it turning colors? Is it becoming bigger? More beautiful. It's transforming into this amazingly powerful energy to help you.
To help you. You're growing up. Your subpersonality that took care of you the best way at New Cow is growing up in front of your eyes. Is growing up in front of your eyes and seeing you and now witnessing its true path. And tell your subpersonality, say, I would like you to find me three new avenues of abundance for me to help me take this lid off. And let this subpersonality of yours work magic to give you these three new paths of abundance.
I'm going to say this too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell my now grown up sub personality that you may surprise and delight me all you wish
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Yes. And know this, that your sub personality, all grown up, knows your three biggest dreams as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's willing to do whatever it needs to get you there.
Absolutely.
Now let go of your sub-personality there. Let it do its job. Let it do its work. And it's excited about seeing this bigger vision for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. And then I want you to walk down the hill or fly or float. And you're now back in this meadow. And in this meadow, you see yourself 6 months from now. And see yourself having those desires that you've been desiring for a long time
mm-hmm.
be in your physical plane. And how are you feeling? Are the limiting beliefs gone? Are they not even there?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing now that you
are they stretched?
Are they stretched?
Yeah, does things that were kind of out of your reach seem doable now?
Very, yes.
Very doable.
Very doable.
So, things that, you needed resources, and they just came to you now.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
easily coming to you.
Yeah. The joint venture that you had with people
mm-hmm.
showed up. The win-win situations came through.
Mm.
Life is win-win.
Yeah. Collaborative experiences coming to you.
Mm. Yes.
I believe everyone should have a stream of income online. I just really do. I don't see there's any reason for it, Jillie.
No.
The internet is so huge. We know people in our very, very close circle who have many, many streams of income online.
Yeah.
And, do they make $100,000 a year? I mean, some do.
Yeah.
I mean, these income streams.
Yes.
But some make enough to...
Pay
make
a mortgage.
Make life nice
yeah.
and sweet. I just.
Well, you know.
I don't know. I just think everybody should.
Everybody should. You know what?
But that's just
Bob,
that's just the mom and me talking.
Yes, that's no problem. Here's the thing. When you get out of this mode of your job supporting you for all of your abundance and realize that source supports you.
Mm-hmm. Source is your source.
Source is your source.
I love saying
source
that.
Is your
I
source.
Don't know. I
source
just
source,
say
source,
it.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Proctor used to say, have 13 different ways of making money.
I love that.
Now you're not, it will require you effort in the beginning. No doubt about it. And this is why some don't do it, because you're putting forth a massive amount of energy and action, but it's fun. Trust me when I say it's fun,
because
mm-hmm. you're inspired
mm-hmm.
knowing that you're going to be creating a business that you don't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be there for you, bringing in income.
Yeah.
Working automatically.
Yes. I love it, girlfriend. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to some angels for you in our chat room, and Shell, and a guest. I don't know what that, just a guest. A guesstimate.
A guesstimate. Oh, well, great. Well, I want to say a shout-out to Colleen and
oh,
Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Colleen
and
Kyle.
Rita and all the people that I know that are here today.
And Brenda. And, hi, Brenda.
Yes, and Kelly. And so I just want to say hi, and Brenda, yes, thank you, Brenda, for the compliments last night, and you're a sweetheart in my life. So this meditation was just a very short meditation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bigger one beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
we just want to get you stretching in the
stretching.
Right direction, huh?
Yes. And we may talk about this tomorrow, too.
I'd love
there's
to.
There's a lot of things to talk about.
There is, and I'm really there for that.
Good. Cool.
I'm really looking at all the places that I could be stretching in my prosperity.
Well, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yes.
And I plan on having an awesome day. What are you about,
and
your girlfriend?
I'm going to just put out there that first surprise and delight me today.
Yes.
And all the people in our community, too, as well.
Have a great day, everyone.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.